fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show. John is in Prague in the Czech Republic accepting a peace prize. Interesting little crystal thing. But anyway, I'm sure he absolutely deserves it. I'm looking forward to hearing how his trip goes when he gets home. Today's schedule is Tom Berryhill, second half hour of this hour. We'll be talking about the energy cleaner and perhaps some of the things it can do for your garden and stuff like that. Second hour, we're scheduled to have Don Kubley from the Inner Shelter Dome Homes, which I'm really looking forward to. I've got a bunch of questions for the young man. Oh, it should be a fairly good show. Looking at the news this morning, if I read this right, and I only had a minute to scan it, Maxine Waters, of all people, is testing the waters for a presidential run. I hate to tell her, but I don't think she's got an ice cube's chance in hell of becoming president. But she made a statement that she's not up there in New Hampshire to represent her constituents, that she is there to defeat Trump. So we'll see what happens. Okay, we've got a bunch of little things going on in the news. Nothing really major today other than perhaps John McCain having an aggressive form of brain cancer, which I'm sorry to hear. You know, he spent a lot of time as a POW during Vietnam. He has had a hard life. Now, that doesn't mean I agree with him politically, but I certainly do not wish the man any harm, and I do wish him a speedy recovery, if that's possible. I was reading that the recovery rate the life expectancy at 5 years for people with this type of cancer is only 4%. But maybe he'll beat the odds. We can hope. Okay, folks, this first half hour is open lines. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about within reason. So give us a call. And we'll see what's up. All right, let's see what else is going on. Wow. I guess I'm sure most of you have already read this or know about it, but Trump is saying that he wouldn't have hired Sessions if he knew he'd recuse himself from the Russia investigation. I can understand Trump's point, but I can also understand Sessions' point in recusing himself. You know, that's one of those catch-22 things. But I'm sure they'll get it worked out. Sessions is a really good guy from everything I've seen. I could be wrong. I don't know the man personally. Hey, if any of you got a passage booked on Elon Musk SpaceX rockets here next year, this article says you'll have to be brave. They ain't got all the bugs worked out. I don't know if I'd pay $250,000 to play Russian roulette in space, you know, but a lot of people have. I got to admit, I'd love to go there, but it isn't worth $250,000 to me. One of them things I thought I'd mention. Anyway, folks, call in number 800-313-9443. Oh, boy. Here's one that could be interesting. And this is, again, from Drudge. Zuckerberg, of Facebook fame, is apparently thinking about taking on Trump. He is a Republican. He does have the funding, obviously. That could get interesting. It could be a very interesting primary if he actually does it. We'll just have to wait and see. But what's amazing to me is how early all these people are coming out. I mean, Trump is in, what, seventh, eighth month of office? Or actually, I guess seventh month, barely. And the contenders are already starting to come out of the woodwork to challenge him next election cycle. You know, wouldn't surprise me that by 2019, we see people out there, you know, throwing in their hat for 2024. Kind of weird. Really is. All right, let's see what's going on in the rest of the world. Well, I guess my computer's deciding not to play. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this website. It's put out by Adams, the guy called the Civil War. There's a lot of articles on there. Agree with all of them, but they bring up some really good points. You know, I know it's not a real popular site yet, but about once every two or three days, they put a new opinion piece up, and they are truly well thought out. So you guys might want to take a look at that sometime. It's not advocating civil war by any matter of means. What it is doing is pointing out the divisions in society, which is a good thing. Let's see what's going on here. You know, I'm sorry for the dead air, folks. I'm waiting on my computer. It's very slow this morning. And most of the stuff I'm looking at, I've already talked about. Oh, this secret meeting thing between Trump and Putin at the G20. To start with, in a room full of 500 people, how do you maintain that you're secretly meeting with somebody? You know, this isn't real. What Trump has coming out and said, it was pleasantries before dessert. And it says they discussed adoptions like Don did with Russian lawyer. You know, they will take the most innocent thing that Trump has done, the most innocent, and try to turn it into a scandal. It's just ridiculous. You know, I think the American people as a whole have to be as sick of it as I am. They've got to be. Now, here, Spencer's a real rocket scientist sheriff's deputy. You know, I don't know where it is where you may live, but St. Louis area, they will not hire anybody for law enforcement with an IQ of 104 or above. They just refuse to do it. Sheriff's deputy is charged with aggravated animal cruelty after his canine died of a heat stroke when the officer accidentally left him in the car for nearly 12 hours in 95-degree heat. I mean, that's almost as bad as these people that leave their kids in a car. You know, maybe I'm missing something, folks. I just don't know how you can do that, either kids or dogs. I just don't understand it. And maybe I'm missing something. Maybe why people's lives are so busy, they forget about their children and their animals. Who knows? What world we live in. Okay. What else we got? Guys, if you hear some noise in the background, it's my soon-to-be four-year-old granddaughter who's up before everybody else running around the house talking to her doll and stuff like that. And I apologize, but she's having so much fun, I'm not going to shut her down. Okay. Let's see. Oh, that's what I meant to talk about this. These wildfires out in California, man, they had one of them double in size overnight by thousands of acres. This is, you know, it's a hellhole out there. Hey, we got Rick from Missouri on line 11. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Tim. I was not necessarily going to call this morning because I didn't necessarily want to co-opt your show, but I do have something unusual to say here. We've been talking about saving your planting bed time and bed space by starting your seeds in flats. You recall that?
Right, right.
Well, yes, I after all these years, you know, I thought that warm, wet seeds is the way to go. I thought that, you know, if you put a flat in the sun and you keep it good and wet and the seed gets nice and spongy and wet, you know, that it's going to pop right up. Oh, guess what? That is not true. I have two flats of salad here, 100 plants total, well, 96 plants total. My germination rate is zero. And I figured these are brand new seeds. I figured that just can't be right. It's not the seeds. And then when I started doing research and found that what beets and which would now this explains why I'm having a fit getting beets to germinate right now, because it's what? It's hot enough around here that I could start a wildfire just by standing and watching dry grass. But
yeah,
50 to 70 degrees is what the seed really wants. And anything over 70 degrees in your flat is going to start dramatically reducing your germination rate. And through diligence, have reduced my germination rate to zero. So now I've got to start my flats over again, and I got to get them into the shade and try to keep the temperature. I'll probably put them in the shade on the ground because the ground will remain a little cooler.
Right.
Try to keep the flats closer to 70 degrees, whatever I can do, and I'll start doing the same thing with the beets. This would explain why I've been waiting since July the 1st for beets to come up. I've replanted them again, and still I'm having horrible luck with germination. And it's just that the days have been so doggone hot that that I'm just not getting any cooperation, you know, from Mother Nature. So I'm going to take things. Another great reason to start in flats, because, you know, out in the bed, I mean, you can't really move a bed, but you can move your flats around. You can take them in the shade, take them to the garage. Do whatever you got to do to get your germination, and then once you get that, you're golden. And there is one more thing I wanted to mention. I found out, and this is fascinating to me. The hoop houses. And I know everybody's thinking, oh, I'm never going to have a hoop house. Well, maybe you will, maybe you won't. for every layer of protection, you move your latitude 500 miles south. So,
right,
like if you're Jerry in Chicago, and you're up there 500 miles south, you know, you're down in the you're down in northern Mississippi, Alabama,
right,
southern Arkansas type thing. And what some people are doing that are really north, like in Canada, you're putting what they call caterpillar tunnels, which is a low tunnel, inside of a high tunnel, and they're moving their latitude 1,000 miles south.
Right.
So, you know, basically they can grow, 12 months a year, no problem like that. And that's, so I just thought I would bring that up. I thought that was a fascinating statistic. So today,
yeah, it is.
As soon as I get them in, and I'm going to restart these flats and see if I can, and I'll, I'll report back to you about my germination rate. I'm going to use the same
Rick,
packet of seeds to make sure that it's...
If you have room in your laundry room, you might want to try it there until you actually get germination, and then move them out
yes.
to your garage.
Well, right, and that would be kind of expensive because I'd have to send my wife on vacation. But I might... I'm just kidding. She would... It's only a few flats, which is the wonderful thing about flats. You know, flats are really, I think, 10 by 20 is what they are, 10 inches by 20 inches. So they don't
right.
take up a lot of space. And, you know, I've got the ones where you've got 48 cells per flat. And you can
right.
get, believe it or not, all the way up to 500 cells in a flat. 200 cells in a flat is a real common starter flat, and I'm thinking about getting some of those because, you know, 200 starts in one flat, that is, that's a lot of food. And
all you
really need to do is get some germination, and then, you know, once you've got a decent-looking little plant, you can go ahead and get them outside, and you'll be fine. Well, that's all I wanted to report in with this morning. I just wanted everybody to know that what mistake I made after all these years. I thought I would embarrass myself on the air. If you're going to start your flats, get them, don't put them right in the sun like I did. Get them in the shade somewhere.
Are the seeds getting a fungus on them, or are they just rotting in that warm, wet environment?
I think they're I didn't dig them up, but these are actually pelletized lettuce seeds from Johnny's. So they're rolled
okay.
in a little ball of clay, and they're about the size, if you've ever seen pelletized seed, it's smaller than a BB, but they're easy to handle. So,
right.
yeah, no, what they're doing down there, I didn't try to dig them up. I'm digging it up.
I was just curious. I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean, they're not fried.
It appears to be literally non-existent. Where that, I guess the clay dissolved and the seed just rotted or something. I can't even see any signs of the seed down here. So I'll be starting over again today.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was figuring, that it just rotted.
Yeah, it's just gone. It's a little ball of clay, a little gray ball of clay, real easy to handle. I'm a big fan of pelletized seed, but, man, I don't see anything down here, so... I'll just replant and get them in the shade. And these things are supposed to actually germinate in anywhere from 2 to 10 days. So, I mean, it's been July the 8th, it says. So it's been well over 10 days, and I got nothing, not even one thing. So I just have to begin again.
If you get them in the right environment, and I would take your energy cleaner and a piece of scrap screen or chicken wire or something and lay over the
That's
top
a good
of the
idea,
flat.
Yeah.
And when you're not using, you know, sleep on it like you normally do, but during the day when
right.
you're up, hook that energy cleaner to it. I did that one time, and man, Rick, did they ever take off. You're welcome. Hang on to the break, Rick, if you want.
All right, I'll stay around for 3 more minutes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please hang on.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John. By the way, I love that bump in music. We're visiting with Rick right now from Missouri on line 11. Rick, you still there, buddy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, great.
I am. Let me see if I can finish it up. There is a the gurus that I like to watch on YouTube, Curtis Stone and Jean-Martin Fortier, all reference a guy, his name is Elliot Coleman, and he wrote a book called The Winter Harvest. And this book is essentially about creating food in the shoulder seasons like spring and fall, which is right. A bit of a challenge for a lot of people because, you know, you're dealing with colder, not this heat, but you're dealing with really quite the opposite. And at that point, had I actually taken the time to, and there's a YouTube on it where he actually does some workshops, but had I taken the time to watch that, I might have been able to figure out that I was cooking seeds instead of growing them. And so if anybody has the time, I would probably suggest that you access Elliot Coleman's Winter Harvest material and take a look at that and see. Not all of it will be applicable to everybody, but I did actually watch about 15 or 20 minutes of his video, and so right. Like everything else, some of the information is applicable for you, and it is the guy's useful when it comes to growing, and that's the thing. I think when you get into a situation like a grid down situation, you don't know what time of the year it's going to be. Chances that we just happen to have a very convenient grid down. They're not good, you know. If it's a planned event, I can promise you, it'll be completely out of phase with anything that's good for you. So
right, it'll be either in the height of the summer heat waves or it will be in the dead of winter. You know,
yeah,
it's not going to
yeah.
be anything nice.
No, it won't be because the enemies are enemies. People that don't like people like. You know, RBN listeners, you know, are going to do whatever they can do to punish us. So, and you can just bet
very
on that.
True.
So, well, anyway, let me shuffle along, and I'll let you guys let some other callers get in here, maybe.
Okay. Sounds great, Rick. Thank you very much for the call. I greatly appreciate it, buddy.
That's okay. I'll talk to you later.
All right. All right, folks. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. Before we start visiting with Tom Berryhill, we have time for one more quick call. You know, some folks, when it comes to gardening, I've noticed something in the past, I guess I want to say 15, 16 years. It used to be, at least here in South Central Missouri, that we had a fairly reliable growing system. You know, you could safely put seed starts out anytime after April 15. You know, everybody started getting their garden ready around the 1st of March, started disking it up and everything. And, you know, we would have the spring rains. We would still have the heat of the summer, but not like the heat we're having now and that we've had over the past several years on and off. You know, you could figure the first frost mid to late October, you know, which really if you had good mature turnip greens and collards and stuff like that didn't hurt much if it was just a little frost. But the weather has become so strange, the weather pattern so disjointed. If we had put in our seeds at the normal time, and the only reason we didn't was because I broke my leg, if we had put in our seeds at the normal time, we would have probably gone through three replantings before we got anything because of the massive amount of rain we got. You know, yes, that happens probably one out of 5 years, but here recently it started to be every other year, or we'll have a year with no rain. So gardening is becoming harder and harder to do. It's not impossible, but it's becoming more labor intensive. So, you know, if things go south, which I'm convinced they will eventually, I just refuse to put a time frame on it. But, you know, if things go south for us, if we become, say, like Venezuela is now, you know, which used to be a thriving, beautiful country. I was there in the late 70s. Absolutely beautiful. You know, if we become like they are, gardening is one skill that will literally make the difference between life and death with many, many people, whether they live in a city or out in the country like my family does. It will become a life and death skill. So I would sincerely recommend that people learn how to grow food. You know, I don't see an option. And one little piece of advice, which I'm sure 99% of you have heard before, is buy heirloom seeds. That way you can harvest the seeds from your tomatoes, from your cucumbers, from your cantaloupe, whatever. You can harvest the seeds and save them for the next season. If the next day's supply system goes down, then, folks, you ain't going to be able to buy them. All right, here's our break. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, I'm sorry, with Tom Berryhill, and we're going to talk about the energy cleaner. Talk to you folks real soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe, you know, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
It is Thursday, the 20th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2017. Waiting right now for Mr. Tom Berryhill to call in and talk about the energy cleaner. He should be calling in any minute. I'm hoping today when we talk to Tom, we can lean more towards... Oh, Tom is ready. Okay, I'm sorry. I guess my Skype... anyway. Oh, okay. All right, Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tim. How are you today?
I am doing good, buddy. Lots of
good.
Well, but other than that, doing good.
Let me give our disclaimer and we'll get started.
Sure.
We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. You know, John, when John's on, we normally do, you know, all the health benefits and everything to, you know, that the energy cleaner represents and provides. And, you know, I realize that we've probably got a few new listeners, and it does do all those things. But I was wondering, Tom, if you'd mind too much, if we could go into this, some of the other fantastic uses of the energy cleaner, which I've witnessed myself, you know, growing stuff, curing sick fish in a fish tank, you know, the things that I've witnessed, things that you have witnessed, and some of the alternative uses for the energy cleaner. Are you up with that, or should we
normal? Hey, I want to make a quick comment, and we'll go on with those.
Sure.
You know, you talked about the police dog. Was that in St. Louis? There was a situation with a police dog?
I think it was Arizona, but I could be wrong.
Oh, Arizona. Okay. Well, you know, Tim, several years ago, a friend of mine who had a farm in your neck of the woods here in Missouri, he talked about some sheriff deputies that had a police dog in Salem, Missouri. They were in a restaurant or something.
That's correct.
Off.
I remember that.
And, you know, they didn't get in any kind of trouble, and that poor dog perished in that hot police car.
Yeah, it did. And actually, they've done it twice. Not once, but twice.
But you know, if a police dog bites you and you fight back or kick it or try to get it off you, you're charged with a crime. You're charged with assaulting a police officer. But it's okay if the cops kill their own dogs. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, the first one, from what my daughter says, and. When I bring up my daughter, she professionally trains dogs and horses. I mean, that is her vocation. And she said that the first one that died, not that the dog deserved to die that way, but it was basically worthless. And she mentioned something about what a fantastic dog the second one was and how smart it was and how young it was and what an asset it would have been. But... you know, it was just a total waste of animals both ways and a very cruel way for them to die.
Well, yes, I agree. And it's a shame that they did it two times. I didn't realize they did it two times.
Yeah, they did it twice in about a two-year period.
Maybe these dogs are smarter than the local cops in that area.
Well, like I said, you know, in St. Louis, this was in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, I guess it was an article from 3 years ago, I'm guessing 3 years ago. But they quit hiring anybody with an IQ over 104, which would put both you and me, you know, in the trash can. They wouldn't let us work for them, either one of us.
I wouldn't want the job anyway between you and me.
Well, I wouldn't either.
But anyway, so much for the cops, Tim. I guess we could talk about that forever. We'll get on with the energy cleaner and of course the agricultural applications. Now, I know Rick called in and was talking about his plants and you offered some suggestions using that energy cleaner. And of course, Tim, you learned firsthand several years ago what happens when you do energize the seedlings. And you didn't have your garden plot ready yet. You hadn't, I guess, plowed the earth or you know, turned it and
right. Well, I just
gotten
wasn't
everything ready.
You know, I figured, okay, I've got 10, 12 days. You know, I'll get on it tomorrow or the next day. And, you know, here in 5-6 days, they're ready to go. I mean, they're getting root bound in the starting trays.
Yeah.
And
It really speeds up the development of that plant, and we've always noticed approximately twice as fast they'll come out of the ground. So if you're, like you said, you're waiting 12 days for those seeds to sprout, it may happen in half that time, and you better be ready, right?
Yeah.
And then of course you can set up a grid of chicken wire that works quite well over those plants and. That will speed up the growth pattern and as well. Now, what you want to do, though, is make it to where you can move that chicken wire screen as the plants grow. Some people will let the plants grow right into it, and that's okay if you want to do that, but it's really a lot better to move it up as the plants grow. So what we always use are those steel fence posts I use one of those drivers. It's like a piece of steel tubing, heavy tubing. It has two handles on it. You can drive them in the ground. Yeah, that's it. And it works perfect. You use those T-posts, and then you can hook up electric fence insulators. Use all the same stuff that anybody on a farm would use to set up an electric fence, except you spread out this chicken wire. And, you know, Tim, one guy actually just used electric fence wire, and he just zigzagged it back and forth across that planted area, and that worked
right
just as well as using chicken wire. But the chicken wire is relatively lightweight. It would really be just fine. Oh, it really is, yes. And you want to use the insulators, though, because you can't just wire it off to those posts. They will ground the signal and cause it to be ineffective. It won't work at all. So you use the electric fence insulators. All of these items are available at almost any farm store. I'm sure you could order them through eBay and Amazon as well. It works.
It's like
$7 really good
for a bag of 25, I think it is.
Yeah, they're inexpensive. You know, some people even have elected to use nylon cord, which will also act as an insulator to some extent. I will warn everybody, though, that nylon will pull moisture out of the air. And
it's as
the dew gets on there in the morning, it may not work quite as well as the insulators, but it will work. And, of course, the hot sun will dry it out, so I wouldn't worry about it too much, but it's just... For what it's worth, keep that in mind, that nylon does pull moisture out of the air, and it could render it maybe not quite as effective as using the insulators. But anyway, that's what you do. And, of course, in hydroponic greenhouses, that's where this thing can really shine. That energy cleaner can be used to energize wires that are strung into the plant beds, and it's that simple. They will use some sort of a gravel media that they circulate the nutrients through, the liquid nutrients, and they're pumped through there, and so that stays moist all the time. And, of course, that wire distributes the energy cleaner signal. And what we've always used is stainless steel welding wire, a 35-thousandths diameter, just a single strand of that welding
right.
wire can be put through that trough that holds the plants. That will energize the liquids that flow through there and distribute that signal to the plants and radiate it out somewhat of a distance, maybe a foot or two. It worked quite well. And also, in an aquaponic greenhouse where you have fish tanks, you could also put a probe in that tank as long as you're using a plastic tank. You don't want to... Put that in any kind of a tank that would be grounded, such as a metal stock tank or something like that.
Right.
That would tend to ground out that signal. But if you have the plastic type of stock tanks holding the fish, that could give the same benefits, health benefits to those fish. And most of these setups I've seen, they're growing tilapia since they're a pretty fast-growing fish, and there seems to be quite a bit of interest in that species of fish. So. It could be, Tim, it could be quite an effective method for producing food. And in these days we're living in, I would encourage anybody that even has the slightest interest to maybe pursue this and look into it and see what it can do for their system.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. I mean, an aquaponic system, like you said, it grows your vegetables, it grows your fish, a source of good protein. Both the fish and the plants complementing each other. You got to feed the fish a little, but fish food is
cheap. You do feed the fish, and one of the one system I looked at, they were growing, and unfortunately I don't remember the plant, but they were growing a specific plant as well as the vegetables. They were growing this one plant that was used to feed the fish. The seeds from this plant are what the fish wanted to eat, so it worked quite
well.
The waste material from the stock tank that contained the tilapia fish was used to fertilize the plants, and then that one section of the greenhouse grew nothing but the plants that fed the fish. So it was a completely self-contained system. And they used, greenhouses may have required a little bit of extra heat in the winter, so they had wood-burning systems to keep those greenhouses heated, and that
right.
was fine. There was a lot of wood available, but I'll tell you what, in most cases, our climate has not been very cold in the past decade or so, Tim, as you know. So
right.
Probably just the passive solar would be good enough to keep that greenhouse going. I think it's a fantastic system. I am working on one myself. I've got a couple of special projects that are slowing me down lately, so I'm trying to wrap those up and get them out of here, and then I'll get back on this greenhouse thing as well as the regular energy cleaner production. But I plan to have a greenhouse myself connected to the back of my house that will allow me to do vegetable production. And in the design, I've allowed space to put in the stock tanks for the fish. I'm no expert on this, but I'll start out small and on the aquaponic side of it and go from there. The only thing I've had done so far on it is to purchase all the aluminum tubing, square tubing that I have cut, and I have welded some of it so far into the pieces that will hold the glass. I was able to get quite a bit of glass from a commercial greenhouse that was taken down, and I have that glass stacked up. And I have plenty of glass to make the greenhouse and then backup panes of glass for hail damage and so on. But I'll make some sort of a curtain that can be rolled down over the top in the event of hail storms. That's a big problem, but we'll get that worked out. Anyway, that's my future plans, and I would hope that others would give consideration to this as a valuable source of food in the coming years. I think we're in for some turbulent times. I mean, like it's kind of there already, but even worse. And of course, John's audience talks quite a bit about preparedness. So that energy cleaner could be incorporated into growing your own food, and which would also, Tim, you know, would put you in quite a demand in your local area if you can be a supplier of vegetables year-round.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I got a bunch of glass from an old school. They're 3.5 feet by 5.5 feet pieces, panes of glass, and quite thick glass.
That's perfect. That's even big. You can cut those down. The ones I have are 24 inches square.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's what I'm going with. But, yeah, I think glass is superior to the plastic, but you could go either way. It doesn't matter. I just wanted something that was more permanent instead of the plastic. And most people will elect to use the plastic. It's inexpensive. I think it's a 6 mil, maybe 10 mil. I don't remember. But and they put that over hoops, metal hoops that are even PVC plastic hoops that can be set up to build a greenhouse. That's an inexpensive way to get started. I wanted mine to be more attractive and attached to the back end of the building and be more permanent. So that's what I'm doing. I'll pour a short wall with concrete and anchor those aluminum pieces into that, and it'll be a permanent attachment to the house. So I'm really looking forward to finishing this thing
up. The same thing I am doing. I've got my footers poured with the bolt sticking out, but that's as far as I've gotten. You know,
These projects always take longer than you think. If you allocate a certain amount of time, you better double it.
Yeah, at least double it. With me, I should triple it or quadruple it because there's always something coming along.
That's true. That's very true. But anyway, the energy cleaner will greatly assist in the production of any food source that you're planning on. We've had people that grow flowers. They use it in the greenhouse for flowers. And they've increased the size of the flowers and the production to the point to where they're entering in state fairs and county fairs, these plants, and winning awards because of the incredibly beautiful flowers they were able to grow. It's really it's incredible. But then, of course, the health benefits: a better night's sleep. I know John promotes that all the time, and pain relief. We've had people with arthritic pain and other issues that were able to get that under control. And, of course, many other health things, Tim, that unfortunately we're not able to talk about in this country because of FDA regulations and so on. So we focus on pain relief and a better night's sleep. And many times people are having certain health problems, and the pain is just the side effect of the of what they're experiencing. So they get an energy cleaner to just help with the pain, and only to find out that it also corrects the underlying cause of the pain, only to find out they're now pain-free from then on, and they are very, very happy about that. We get some very nice cards and emails describing how been able to become pain-free. And I know you're healing from the injury you had, and you're continuing to heal, and hopefully that energy cleaner is helping you quite a bit.
Right. Well, right now, the bone is healed. The problem is the skin. So anyway, we'll talk about that after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call in number 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John on Thursday, the 20th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2017. We're visiting with Mr. Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. Tom, real quick, we should have mentioned this sooner, my fault. Real quick, how do people get one of these energy?
Well, John Moore sells them, and his website, thelibertyman.com, has the instructions on there how to place an order online. They can do that, and John ships them out. He also offers the fitted mattress pads and the the smaller pad. I like that small pad that you can use while you're traveling in your car. The energy cleaner is totally battery operated, will operate in excess of 1 year on a set of batteries. We always recommend to change your batteries once a year, mainly because there could be some possible leakage. But anyway, John has both items for sale on his website. He also has a toll-free number you can call if you wish to order that way. And even though John is in Europe at the moment, the energy cleaners are available, and you can contact him directly through his website or that 800 number to place your order, and it will be taken from there and shipped out to you. Now, I also like to recommend, Tim, that people that want to learn more about this technology, they should obtain the books by Dr. Robert Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R. The books, I believe, are maybe out of print at this point, but can usually be obtained used through Amazon and sometimes even on eBay. And the books are called The Body Electric, and the other book is called Cross Currents. Cross Currents has a lot of information in Chapter 10 about energy healing and describes with some technical detail now of what we're doing here. But I think people can read that and understand what's going on. I have a better understanding of how energy healing works and what we're doing. But I like to describe the energy cleaner in a very basic way as a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. Every cell is like a pump. And it's also like a small battery. It has a sodium and a potassium barrier, which in an electrolyte of water, which your body is mostly water, it sets up itself as a small battery. And it also has to push out the waste material, which your body then cleans up with your kidneys and liver. And then also it pulls in fresh nutrients. This is all the way down at a single cell level. The energy cleaner will help cells that have become stagnant, polluted, toxic, and so on, and it will help that cell to become functioning again, pumping and functioning as a small battery as it is, and our bodies are electrical in nature, and the energy cleaner, of course, operates as a set of jumper cables to help those cells to continue functioning and clean themselves up. The body will fix itself if you just give it the proper set of conditions to operate. And many diseases can be cleaned up by simply giving the body the proper nutrition, and the energy cleaner will help to that effect. Of course, Tim, if we continue to eat some of the junk that, myself included, we all tend to eat junk at times.
And right.
If we continue that, we do nothing but pollute ourselves. I've always explained it this way. You can't put out the fire if somebody keeps throwing gasoline on it. So you have to clean
exactly.
Up. Yeah, get your diet cleaned up. Pay more attention to that. If you're doing any kind of supplements, that's a good thing. And the energy cleaner will greatly assist with getting those supplements through your system in a very, very efficient way. It just increases the efficiency of anything you're doing. So I would encourage anybody to look at the information John has on his website, thelibertyman.com. They can place orders there. They can read up on the technology. They can read some of the emails that have been posted there with feedback from customers that have used the energy cleaner for some very grave situations with their health. So there are a lot of information that John's had posted on there, and I know you help him with that, Tim, so many thanks to you for your efforts.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. The energy cleaner, I believe, saved my life, and I've said that many times. You know, I look at myself now compared to 9 years ago, and
yes, Tim,
incredible.
I never got to meet you when you were going through some of that, but John has certainly described your appearance, and then the way you are now, you're back to normal, just fighting this injury that you had from several months back. But you'll be there. You'll be fine.
All right. Well, Tom, we appreciate it. I can't wait to hear you next week on John's show. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with Captain Don Kubley of Inner Shelter Dome Homes in about 3 minutes.